It's a marvelous award for a marvelous man and a great writer.
Roger Strauss, president of the publishing house of Farrar, Strauss, and Giroux, talking about the 1983 Nobel Prize in Literature, which went to William Golding. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Roger Strauss is no stranger to Nobel Prize winners. His firm has published no fewer than 15 of them.
We became William Golding's publisher about 5 or 6 years ago and published a novel of his entitled Darkness Visible. And to be precise, we published it in 1978. And that was the book that won the big award in England, the Booker Award. We then went on and published another novel of his, extraordinary novel called Rites of Passage. And more recently, we published a collection of his essays called A Moving Target.
Perhaps Golding's best-known book is Lord of the Flies.
He writes books that are both mysterious and books that hang on the edge of terror and on the edge of darkness, to use his own word. They're psychological novels in the best sense, I think, of that overused word.
Strauss says William Golding is a private man, but not reclusive.
He's a remarkably interesting and erudite man. He's something I suppose you would have to say of a loner. He lives very, very quietly in the country outside of England. I know when I dined with him last in London, we mostly talked about his avid interest in orchid raising, which is his great hobby, he and his wife.
Roger Strauss of Farrar, Strauss and Giroux, William Golding's U.S. publisher. One of the dissenting members of the Nobel Committee has publicly dismissed Golding as a small English phenomenon of no great interest. But Golding's British publisher, Matthew Evans of Faber and Faber, calls the statement preposterous, saying, "The judge is an idiot." With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.